From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston.
It's Tuesday, February 14th. I'm Marco Werman. Concerns mount that a covert fight between Iran and Israel could lead to war.
I'm afraid that we are in danger of leading into an overt armed conflict involving the U.S. and Iran and perhaps Israel than we have been any time in the last couple of years.
And later, justice for an Italian town ravaged by asbestos.
The numbers are incredible, around 40,000 people. There's been more than 3,000 deaths.
BBC News with David Austin. President Obama and the man expected to be China's next leader, Xi Jinping, have had their first ever meeting, taking in contentious issues including trade and human rights. Welcoming Mr. Xi to the White House, President Obama said Washington would continue to push China on human rights. Mr. Xi later said China was ready for candid and constructive dialogue on human rights as long as it was conducted on the basis of mutual respect. Adam Brooks reports from Washington.
Before the meeting, Mr. Obama referred tactfully to the intractable differences between them on trade and human rights.
On critical issues like human rights, we will continue to emphasize what we believe is the importance of recognizing the aspirations and rights of all people.
The bigger problem is we know next to nothing about any of Mr. Xi's opinions. Is he a bold reformer who'll take China's economy in new directions, or a cautious pragmatist who'll emphasize China's stability over everything else?
There's been a massive security operation in Bahrain to prevent mainly Shia protesters from marking their first anniversary of the uprising against the Sunni ruling family. The authorities have sealed off roads and deployed armoured vehicles in Manama and in Shia villages outside the capital. A human rights group told the BBC that 27 protesters had been arrested, including two of its own members. Here's Frank Gardner.
Amidst clouds of tear gas and ranks of riot police, the Bahraini authorities have so far kept a lid on mass demonstrations, marking today's anniversary of the country's mostly Shiite uprising. Thousands of protesters took to the streets, some trying unsuccessfully to reach a landmark site that was the focus of last year's protest movement. But police, backed up by armoured cars, deployed in force around Shiite villages that have seen almost nightly clashes. The government says it accepts dialogue and peaceful protests, but will not tolerate vandalism and civil unrest.
The Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti has withdrawn Rome's bid to host the 2020 Olympic Games due to the difficult financial situation the country's in. Mr. Monti said the government would not support the bid because it would be an irresponsible use of taxpayers' money. The cost of hosting the Games had been estimated at over $12 billion. Pakistan is extending the right to vote in general elections to overseas nationals. The decision was taken at a meeting of the Election Commission on Tuesday. Aleem Maqbool reports from Islamabad.
The move's been pushed through by Pakistan's Electoral Commission and will mean over 3 million overseas Pakistanis will now be allowed to vote from abroad. But there is the potential for many more to join them in the future. That's because the ruling not only allows Pakistani passport holders to vote, but also those who've got a Pakistani identity card, something that's available to all of those of Pakistani origin. The commission says that even a quota for seats in parliament for overseas Pakistanis is under discussion.
Aleem Maqbool reporting. World News from the BBC. United Nations aid agencies are warning of a humanitarian catastrophe in the Sahel region of Africa, following poor harvests in several countries. Speaking in Geneva, aid officials said up to 23 million people were at risk of serious food shortages in Niger, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, Burkina Faso and Senegal. The Red Cross warned the situation could rapidly become a major crisis unless international donors acted immediately. The head of the Eurozone countries has downgraded Wednesday's meeting of EU finance ministers on the Greek bailout plan because Athens has not yet met all the necessary conditions. Jean-Claude Juncker said the Eurogroup was missing information on how Greece plans to make up a $400 million shortfall in its austerity plan. The meeting in Brussels will now be a conference call. Saudi Arabia's religious...